Minnesota News Network, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota BCA is investigating an officer-involved shooting in Owatonna. Police say officers were responding Wednesday night to a report of a 36-year-old man experiencing a mental health crisis when the man allegedly fired at officers and then fled in a vehicle. The man stopped a short distance away and reportedly shot himself in the abdomen. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. No officers or members of the public were injured. 14 of the 15 people charged in an alleged conspiracy to disrupt federal immigration enforcement during Operation Metro Surge have pleaded not guilty in federal court. A 15th defendant remains jailed on an unrelated case. The Minnesota Department of Human Services is playing catch-up after a five-month deadline came from the federal government requiring all high-risk programs to go through a revalidation process. What happened is some of the good providers did not pass before the deadline. Senate Committee Chairman John Hoffman.
Our responsibility is larger than just this hearing. Our responsibility is to ensure that Minnesota has a Medicaid program that is accountable, transparent, federally compliant, and above all, responsive to the needs of the people it serves.
DHS says the federal government gave them 5 months to revalidate all the agency programs, while most states get 2 years to finish the process. Smoke from wildfires burning in Colorado is drifting into parts of Minnesota, but state officials say it's staying high in the atmosphere and is not expected to affect air quality at ground level. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says no air quality alerts are currently in effect, and most of the state is expected to enjoy good air quality heading into the holiday weekend. And Minnesota-based General Mills says it plans to lower prices on hundreds of products. In other headlines, with thousands of Minnesotans expected to hit the water this 4th of July weekend, the DNR reminds everyone that a fun day at the lake starts with putting safety first. Spokeswoman Lisa Dugan.
Each year we see an average of 10 Minnesotans drowned in non-boating accidents, along with a countless number of near drownings or close calls, which I think is a really important number to keep in mind, all of those close calls that can happen.
Before you light the fuse this 4th of July, State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer wants Minnesotans to remember that only non-explosive novelty fireworks are legal in the state.
They are fireworks that stay on the ground. They might emit some sparks, but the simplest thing is if it shoots up in the air or it goes boom, that's illegal in Minnesota.
Cryer says fireworks send an average of about 75 Minnesotans to the hospital each year, with nearly half of those injured under the age of 20. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is MNN.